Perek Yudches Pasuk Chavches Parashas Korach deals with the mitzvah of Truma, and it says that we're going to give Truma to Aaron HaKohen, because it makes sense, because Aaron's a Kohen, and you give Truma to a Kohen. There's one little problem the Gemara in Sanhedrin points out, is when did the mitzvahs HaTruyas Ba'aretz begin? Well, most of them, Chalo is an exception to the rule, B'voach HaMa'aretz, but most mitzvahs HaTruyas Ba'aretz began year 15, after Sheva Shekivshu V'Sheva Shechoko, the seven that conquered and the seven that divided. So, we know that they didn't begin until after Kibush V'Chiluk Eretz Yisrael, and Aaron died in the Midbar before he entered Eretz Yisrael, so there's no scenario where Aaron was eating Truma. So what do you mean? They gave Truma to Aaron HaKohen. So hence the Gemara concludes, Minayin u'tchiyas ha-meisim min ha-Torah. What is the proof that tchiyas ha-meisim is from the Torah? We see that Aaron's going to get up at tchiyas ha-meisim, and we're going to give Aaron a going Truma. So from here we see the source that tchiyas ha-meisim min ha-Torah, like the, you know, the bracha we make in Shmone Esrei, Yavidei Mechaye ha-meisim. Okay, so that's the Gemara. So what do we see from this Gemara? I guess something that everyone probably didn't think much about, but probably just intuitively assume that when you get up in Tchiyas HaMeisim, you'll be the same Kohen you are, the same Levi you are, your same Yisrael. So that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. However, the Aderes, who big time Chacham, I think he was the father-in-law Rav Kook. In fact, they brought him over from Europe. He was supposed to take over from Rav Shmuel Salant, the Rav in Yerushalayim. Tragically, he died before Shmuel Salant, and Shmuel Salant had to give a eulogy on him. Nevertheless, he quotes the following question. The Gemara in Brachas talks about who leads Zimun. It's a discussion with Rav Zera and others, and they want to know who leads Zimun, the Balabayas or the Oreach. There's some debate over there in the Gemara whether you give the one whose home it is leads the benching, or is it the guest. So that's we generally assume how Balabayas both say Oreach Mavarach, but that's a discussion in the Gemara. So the Yerushalmi quotes that Rav Zera was a Kohen. So the question is, what do you mean? What's the debate? What's the debate whether the Baal Habayit is a Reach, or if Zera gets it because he's a Kohen? So they point out the Gemara Megillah that Shachad Rav Zera on Purim. And therefore, and what happened according to one version, Tchiyas HaMeisim was done. So apparently we see, after Tchiyas HaMeisim, no longer have your status of a Kohen, and hence the debate in the Gemara whether the Baal Habayis or the Oreach. So it seems to be an apparent contradiction from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Tchiyas HaMeisim in our Torah, we learn that from Aaron HaKohen, he's going to come back as a Kohen. But from these sources the Aderes brings down, it seems to imply that Uzero is no longer a Kohen. And once you go through Tchiyas HaMeisim, you don't want to recall. So there are different approaches to the answer to the question. Some want to point out there's a major difference between a national Tchiyas HaMeisim versus a private Tchiyas HaMeisim. So when Aaron HaKohen, we're talking about a national Tchiyas HaMeisim, everyone gets up, and therefore all agree in that case that you retain your status. However, in a personal Tchiyas HaMeisim, like Rav Zera, so maybe therefore you, if you're dead and you come back, so there's no connection to your father, there's no connection, and therefore, you are no longer a Kohen, and it depends if you're the Baal Habayis or the Oreach. Others point out that, no, the difference is between, is, depends. For most people, so according to the first approach, most people retain their kahuna or leviyah or whatever status they have. According to the second approach, it's a totally different. No, really, Aaron or Cohen was the exception. Because what most people are kohanim, because their father was a Kohen. So therefore, it's all based on your father. So therefore, Atchias Amesim, you're coming back as a different person, totally independent of your father. So therefore, maybe you're no longer a Kohen anymore. But by Aaron a Kohen, he wasn't a Kohen because he was the son of the father. Aaron's father wasn't a Kohen. Aaron was inherently a Kohen, and that's why he retained the kahuna. But everyone else, they're going to lose their kahuna. So it comes in a major machlokes, how everyone agrees, Atchias Amesim, Aaron a Kohen will eat the truma, and that's the source, Atchias Amesim in our Torah. The Shaila is Aaron the exception, or is Aaron the rule? And it's going to, number one, that by Aaron, that's the rule. Anyone who comes back at national Tchias HaMesim, they will retain the kahuna of Zera. That was the case, it was a personal one, so therefore maybe you don't have it back. Or according to the second approach, that everyone agrees that a Tchias HaMesim, you come back individually, whether it's national, even national, you lose your kahuna. I so why did Aaron, that's what we see by Rav Zera, because you're no longer the son of your father anymore, you came back as an independent entity. You're only a Kohen because you're the son of the father, now you're a new entity. However, Aaron a Kohen, he wasn't a Kohen because his father was a Kohen, he was inherently a Kohen, and hence he retains his status of kahuna.